This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New York City admitted in a $20 million settlement that nurses have physically taxing jobs that should have qualified them for early retirement that other workers, city workers who are largely men, have received. The remains of 95 people found at a construction site in Texas this year are mostly likely those of African Americans who were forced to work on a plantation there around the turn of the 20th century, officials said this week. That finding opens a window onto a little-remembered period in which blacks in certain southern states were essentially treated like slaves after post-emancipation. More than half, 52% of white evangelical Protestants say a majority of the U.S. population being non-white will be a negative development, according to the Public Religion Research Institute and The Atlantic magazine. Doctors serving as consultants to DHS blew the whistle on years of reports under Obama and Trump administration on the permanent dangers of putting migrant children in detention. Unions have been sued in Washington State, Ohio, California, New Jersey, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania for retroactive payments of union fees in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision in Janus. U.S. workers' mobility, meaning their willingness to look for other or better jobs, has now hit a 17-year high, best since 2001, of 2.4%, indicating the strength of the economy. El Paso Grill was ordered to pay $654,000 in back wages for 567 workers in Louisiana and Florida who were having uniform costs deducted and being shorted on payment for their hours. A Pew Research study from 2016 showed that almost 60% of adults get their news from television, and of those, almost 50% rely on local stations. A 2017 Russian Supreme Court ruling put Jehovah's Witnesses, who reject all violence, in the same category of extremism as supporters of the Islamic State. Astronomers have found another dozen moons around Saturn, putting the number around 89, far surpassing any other planet. The current bull market is the second longest ever and is closing in on the record. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.